All right. My name's Ethan Driver. I'm a Master's of Science student at Oklahoma State University. Here are some some numbers from 2014 for maize area dedicated to maize production. In the U.S., there are about 36 million hectares of land dedicated to maize production. In Oklahoma, there are just over 100,000 acres dedicated to maize production, so by no means are we saying Oklahoma is a top contender for maize production, but we would still like to address the nitrogen use efficiency in maize production in the state. The objective of this this research is to determine the minimum amount of nitrogen that can be applied at pre-plant and still maximize yield and nitrogen use efficiency. In previous work, we saw that that spring nitrogen application is recommended and is supported, as well as mid-season prediction and mid-season prediction being beneficial when nitrogen is applied as a rescue nitrogen application. Rescue nitrogen application should be applied prior to silking. With this previous work in mind, we addressed our optimum pre-plant nitrogen research. Nitrogen rates change dramatically from year to year, as well as nitrogen use efficiency and EONR change from year to year as well. And this research really tries to avoid to help and aid from year to year the same flat rates of nitrogen application. This would help with any environmental, like negative environmental aspects that this could lead to. In an overview, our research looks to optimize yield as well as economic return and nitrogen use efficiency. In addition to optimizing these categories, it also looks to avoid over and under application. Over application because looks to avoid over application because so that we don't have so the producers aren't their input, we can lessen their input costs as well as avoid any of the previous stated environmental issues that may come up. Under application is important to avoid so that producers can maintain their bottom line. In order to do this, we're trying to determine the best pre-plant and side dress application rates. It is common in Oklahoma for the application for the producers to apply all of their nitrogen at pre-plant, and the rule of thumb is about 2 pounds of nitrogen for every bushel that they wish to achieve in that growing season. SBNRC and NRIT strips are replacing this common practice. NRIT strips provide for a visual in the field for producers to determine whether or not they need to apply nitrogen or not apply nitrogen. Side dress nitrogen application is not very common. However, OSU is promoting this practice with a decrease in pre-plant nitrogen application. Our experimental methods, we had two sites, both at Lake Carl Blackwell. One was a conventional till site, and the other was a no-till site. Each of them had plots with a size of 3 meters by 6 meters, and a 3 meter alley between each rep. We planted 4 rows of maize in each plot, with a row spacing of 76 centimeters. We collected NDVI at V5, V6, and V9 growth stages. We harvested the center 2 rows of each plot, and once after harvest, we subsampled the maize, and then it was analyzed for total nitrogen, and SAS programming was used for the analysis of the data. Our treatment structure is as follows. We had 14 different treatments. Pre-plant nitrogen rates range from 0 to 168 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and a side dress was either 0 or 168 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. We used a complete block randomized design. You can see we had three reps, and the spaces in between the reps indicate the 3-meter alleys. These are pictures from our trials. They're used to see differences, a visual difference in the treatments throughout the growing season. To further expand on our methods, the pre-plant nitrogen rates were 0, 17, 34, 68, 101, 134, and 168 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. This was applied on April 21st. After pre-plant application was applied, we planted the trials. We used a Pioneer hybrid, and we used at a seeding rate of 61,000 seeds per hectare. And this was also planted on April 21st. Our side dress rates were 0 and 168. Treatments 1 through 7 did not receive any side dress application. Treatments 8 through 14 received 168 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Side dress was applied on June 10th. We used the Green Seeker to get NDVI readings. We sensed at V5 and at V6. V5 was sensed on June 1st, and V6 was sensed on June 6th. In our methods, some obstacles that we encountered. We received 35.5 centimeters of rainfall following planting, which resulted in the loss of our no-till site. Some other issues, water-related issues we faced, were our irrigation system was faulty, to say the least, and we were unable to apply any sort of irrigation throughout the growing season. However, June through July, we did receive 23 centimeters of rainfall collectively. This is our no-till site a couple days after the rainfall. As you can see, there is standing water, and we did not receive a stand. On the top left is our graph of NDVI at V5 versus yield. We have on the y-axis yield in megagrams per hectare, ranging from 0 to 7. On the x-axis is our NDVI, ranging from 0.3 to 0.7. There's a slight downward trend in our line, as you can see, and our R-squared is 0.0065. On the bottom right graph was our NDVI at V6 versus yield. Again, we have yield in megagrams per hectare on the y-axis, ranging from 0 to 7. And on the x-axis, we have NDVI from 0.4 to 0.7. Again, a negative trend and an R-squared of 0.0601. Our results table, we have treatments 1 through 14 and the respective pre-plant application rates ranging from 0 to 168. Our side dress application either 0 or 168. And then we also have our mean and our standard deviation for grain yield, as well as mean and standard deviation for NDVI. On the bottom, we have our MSC and SED. For grain yield, our MSC is 1.24, and our SED was 0.9. Our MSC for NDVI was 0.003, our SED for NDVI was 0.04. I highlighted treatments 1, 2, 8, and 9 because we saw a significant difference between treatments 1 and 8 and treatments 2 and 9. There's an increase in yield when nitrogen is applied at a minimum amount at preplant, and then side dress was applied in the mid-season. In summary, environmental conditions played a big role. We had some severe conditions resulting in the loss of a site. There was a limited relationship between NDVI and yield at V5 and V6. However, there was a trend increase yields when nitrogen was applied at a minimum rate and side dress was applied at V6. We acknowledge that our results are inconclusive due to loss of site and some other inputs into our project, and this project will continue in 2016. In addition to this project, a similar project in wheat will be conducted in 2016. I'd like to thank Oklahoma State University, the Department of Plant and Soil Sciences, the Soil Fertility Group, and my fellow students for the help throughout the project. If there are any questions?
Okay, we do have time for 2, maybe 3 questions. Anybody have a question for Mr. Dreyer? Okay, I'm going to ask one. What made you choose to use NDVI to examine, gather some data in this experiment?
We used NDVI. We have access to it, so it's okay. Very easy for us.
But, did you have any evidence that there might be a good relationship from looking at the literature before?
Maybe. We look into that further. Okay. Next year, see if we can find a correlation.
Okay.
But our main focus was on the side dress application later on.
Anybody else have a question?
Yes.
Yeah. So when did you put out your mid-season or side dress application? And do you think you'd see any differences if you put that out sooner or later?
We applied it on June 10th, and yes, there could be differences at different stages.
What do you think you would see if you applied that earlier rather than June 10th?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably could do a project over that too.
Another question?
Yes.
How did you choose the growth stages to take any data?
I don't have an actual answer for that. It's just we went out and we checked and that's what they were, and we just took periodically. I will say that in the 2016 experiment, I do look to take more NDVI readings throughout the growing season to see at different stages what may or may not happen. Yes, in the back.
How accurate was your nitrogen rate of 2 pounds of nitrogen per bushel? Do they correlate at all?
No, that's just the common practice for producers.
I know, but did that relate to your yield at any degree with your nitrogen rate?
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Your recommended rate previously was 2 pounds. Right, per bushel.
Yep.
I'm saying with the amount of nitrogen that you put on, did that correlate at all to your yield with that 2 pounds previously? Does that make sense?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Okay, we're ready for the next speaker. You guys can work it out afterwards.